Bloomsbury presents Princess Academy, Palace of Stone by Shannon Hale, read by Mandy Lee. Chapter 1. The rock-lined road is the way to work. The rock-lined road takes the work away. The rock-lined road is the way to take. If you take that road away, you'll always take that way back home. Take you there and take you home, there's nothing but the rocky road. Miri woke to the insistent bleat of a goat. She squeaked open one eye. Pale yellow sky slipped through the cracks in the shutters. It was day, the very day trade wagons might come to carry her off. She'd been expecting them all week, with both a skipping heart and a falling stomach. Strange lately, how many things made her feel two opposite ways twisted together. Pater was like that. Miri crept from her pea-shuck mattress to the window. A figure stood in the doorway of Pater's house. She waved. Pater waved back. And those addled feelings popped inside, her chest light and excited, her head tight and unsure. She felt two ways about home, too, she realized, looking out at the few dozen houses of Mount Eskel, their roofs traced white with dawn light. Her mountain was big. The world was bigger. A noise called her back. Her sister, Marta, was sitting up, and her paw, too, stretching and groaning from the ache of sleep. For them, she felt only one way, and for them, she never wanted to leave. Miri talked while she helped Marta stack the mattresses to clear the floor, and talked while she dished up breakfast, and talked while she led the goats from the adjoining room into the sharp light of morning. If she talked, she did not have to think. Thinking only made her stomach fall faster. Pater's grandpa says he's seen more bees this fall than he can ever remember, and that means the winter won't be too hard, but if it freezes and thaws all the time, you'll have ice everywhere, so I think we should dump more gravel on the path to the stream. We'll be all right, Miri. A goat pushed against Marta's side, and Marta rubbed its ears. You don't need to worry. Pa was walking ahead of his girls, his back tensed against Marta's words. Pa, Miri said. She wanted him to say that he would be all right without her. They reached the quarry, a huge bowl of white stone, rectangles of rock jutting at odd angles. Already dozens of villagers were squaring blocks of linderstone they'd cut from the mountain and were hauling them out of the quarry. The nearest group worked one stone together, singing to keep in rhythm. Take you there and take you home, there's nothing but the rocky road. Pa halted at the edge. Expect us for lunch, Miri, so long as... Miri finished his thought. So long as the wagons have not come. Pa hefted his pickaxe and strode into the pit. Marta followed, turning to shrug at Miri. Miri shrugged back. They both knew their father's temperament. Miri tied her goats on a slope where they could graze, then skipped back down to the house. She picked up a letter from the table, as she had each morning since it arrived with the traders in the summer. The letter still seemed as magical as books had when she'd first learned to read. She had the letter memorized, but she read it again anyway. It was from Katar, who had left Mount Eskel for the capital several months before. Addressing Miri Larendaughter, Lady of the Princess, Mount Eskel. Miri, this is a letter. A letter is like talking to someone who is far away. Do not show the others in case I am doing it wrong. This fall, extra wagons will go with the traders to bring to Asland any academy graduates who are willing. You are invited to stay 1 year. I know you, at least, will come. It is a long trip. Bring a blanket to sit on in the wagon, or you will get a bruised backside. At harvest, each province in Danlund presents a gift to the king. As this is the first year Mount Eskel is a province, I want our gift to be really fine. I cannot think what we can offer besides linder. I do not think goats would be quite right. Please tell the village council that the linder must be special, perhaps a very large block of it. I do not sleep well with worry.